It's time to fire up that 16mm projector.
It was available on VHS at one time.
The Nick DiGilio Show presents your international man of movie mystery.
I tell you, I'm a magnet. I'm a magnet. Nick, I don't know. It's just a video craze.
I'm assuming that maybe you should do the Howard Stern Show at some point.
Tuckman. Jeff Tuckman.
Jeff Tuckman joins us once a month. He's our media answer man, and the DVD questions, Blu-ray questions, can't think of the title of a movie and it's making you crazy. He's here to help, and we'll help as best we can to answer any and all of your questions. 312-981-7200 for talk and text, and let's say hello to Jeff Tuckman. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, Nick. How you doing?
All right. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
How are you?
I'm doing great. We made it through another year.
Yes. And the video business is varied and crazy and wild, and the Redbox thing is incredibly popular, and of course, you know, all the streaming devices and ways that you can see video on demand and all that stuff. People watching movies at home on their big screens is bigger than ever.
Oh, it really is, and because not only is the quality of the sets improved tremendously, the audio has improved great, and now with 4K and they're working on other formats, it's just going to continue to grow.
Yeah, absolutely. And people still are buying movies and collecting them on Blu-ray and on DVD, and then they're also, you know, downloading them for their devices and stuff, and it's just as popular as ever. Everybody loves to watch movies and catch up on stuff. And it's the award season too. And, a few of the movies that have been nominated across the boards at the Academy Award are available. They're out there on DVD, and we'll find out what's coming out on DVD and Blu-ray in the coming weeks and stuff like that a little bit later in the show. Now, Jeff, you always come bearing gifts. It's always a lot of fun, and I am a particularly big fan of what we're giving away this morning. Tell everybody what we have for them.
Well, I kind of knew that, Nick, so whenever I pick it out, yes, I'm always thinking about what the listeners are going to really enjoy, and then I'm going to say, well, is Nick going to like this too? And in this case, the answer is yes.
Yes.
We are giving away a 4-disc set of the Fly collection.
Yes.
And this is the original, not knocking Jeff Goldblum or anything, but you cannot replace Vincent Price.
Right.
You know.
Well, you know, the remake is great. It's one of my favorite movies of all time. It's a different movie than the original Fly. They're both great on their own. But The Fly is there were three Fly movies.
Yes, there were.
There was The Fly, The Return of the Fly, and The Curse of the Fly. They're all in this package. But then there's an extra disc, which is The Fly Collection Disc of Horrors.
Yes.
Which has press books, posters, artwork. Fly Trap Catching a Classic, which is a great featurette, a bunch of different galleries, and a really cool Vincent Price biography that aired on A&E. And that's included on there, too, from 1997. So that's your extra disc. So you've got The Fly, The Return of the Fly, The Curse of the Fly, three really fun and great horror sci-fi movies. And then you've got this great disc of extra stuff. So these are three, you know, like all three of the Fly movies are really some of the most fun movies from the late 50s and early 60s. You know, a lot of really cool stuff from there. And it's really beautifully packaged, too. There's a nice big fly on the front and a screaming girl, because that's what happens. When you turn into a giant fly, women will scream. That's how it works. But yeah, this is great. So we've got three copies of this to give away. We've got trivia questions that we're going to ask that you have to answer, and then that's how it's going to work. So if you answer the question correctly, you will get yourself the Fly collection, which includes The Fly, The Return of the Fly, The Curse of the Fly, and an extra disc of goodies. And there you go. So, you know, I want to mention before we jump in, because we're going to take a break in a couple of seconds, we got a phone call here that we're going to try and answer, and then we'll take a break. But I wanted to mention, I had the real pleasure of moderating a Q&A and interviewing Vincent Price's daughter, Victoria.
Oh, yes.
And It was seriously one of my favorite Q&As and interviews I've ever done. This was at Flashback Weekend, a horror convention that I'm one of the hosts of. And I got to meet her and have a Q&A with her. And she's just lovely and has such great stories and has written a terrific book about her dad, who was a really interesting guy and did a lot of stuff. You know, obviously, besides being a terrific actor and besides being a horror icon, he was an incredible chef. He was a purveyor of art, an art collector who had impeccable taste and knew the history of art. He could do comedy. He could do game shows. He was everywhere. And you know, talking with and getting all these great stories from Victoria. Really quickly, Jeff, let me share one quick story that she. Oh, no, I can't. Because it's one of the it involves one of the trivia questions. I'll tell you off the air.
Okay.
So anyway, I kind of want to give away. I have a story concerning something, but I don't want to give it away because you have a trivia question here that would ruin it. So I don't want to do that. But it's a great story. I'll tell it after we tell that question. So anyway, let's try to answer a real quick question before we break. Here's Paula on WGN. Hi, Paula.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Good evening. Can you hear me? Okay.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm calling about a TV series called Laramie. It's a cowboy from about 1960 to 63 or 4. I'm wondering if that's available and how much it might be.
All right, let me see. Now, Jeff, you can look it up, too, because you got a bunch of stuff here.
This one, I know off my head.
All right.
It is available. Trying to find it is not going to be, if you try to go to your local video store, I know there aren't a lot of video stores left, but you know there are stores in the malls that you can try to find it. Also, if you buy anything online, it's probably your best way at this point to try to find it. But it's available.
It was. I mean, I guess they took it off the market because it's not like readily available. But you can get it, Paul. If you go online, you can get it at some of the auction sites. They'll have the used ones.
Amazon or something?
You can look on Amazon, sure. Amazon sells that kind of stuff, too. They have auction sites. So you can go to Amazon and look. But it is available on DVD. It's just they took it off the market. But you can find it. It might take a little work, but you can find it.
Oh, I'm not one for work.
Yeah. Okay, Paula.
Thank you
okay,
so
take
much.
Care.
I'll be
there
looking. Thank
you.
Yep.
There you go. Laramie, available from started in 924 episodes.
Oh, it was on for years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Robert Fuller, John Smith.
Robert Fuller was very, very good.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Let's throw out our first trivia question of the morning and this is for a copy of the Fly Collection. And we want you to call in on you can call in on the studio line. We can do that in the studio, right, Dan? That's fine. All right. It's 312-981-7200. And what's our first trivia question, Jeff?
First question is, what is unusual and special about Vincent Price and the Hollywood Walk of Fame?
Good question. What is unusual and special about Vincent Price and the Hollywood Walk of Fame? If you can answer that question, you'll get this really cool collection of the Fly movies. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. First person with the right answer will get it. And we're going to take a break. When we come back, more with Jeff Tuckman. Yeah. That's the theme from The Fly, the original, with the great Vincent Price. Help me! Help me! An incredible movie and so much fun. And we're giving away a great collection here. It's the Fly Collection, which is all three of Fly movies from the 50s. The Fly, Return of the Fly, The Curse of the Fly, and a great bonus disc with all kind of cool stuff on it, including a 1997 Vincent Price biography from A&E. All of that is included in one package, and that's what we're giving away this morning. Because Jeff Tuckman is here, and Jeff joins us once a month. We will let you know what's coming out on DVD and Blu-ray in the coming weeks. We'll also answer any and all of your questions. If you have a question about Blu-ray, DVD, if a movie is coming out, if something is available, and if you can't think of the title of a movie and it's making you crazy, you can describe it to us or tell us who's in it. We do a real good job with that and our listeners. So definitely call us or text us with those questions right now at 312-981-7200. Before the break, Jeff, you threw out our first trivia question to give away the Fly Collection, and what was that?
What is unusual and special about Vincent Price and the Hollywood Walk of Fame?
Okay. Wayne was our first person in. Hey, Wayne, what's your answer?
Hey, he's got two stars. He's got one for film and one for TV.
You got it.
Yep. Absolutely right. He did so many TV appearances, especially you know, in the 70s. He was on TV all the time. And, of course, you know, he was Egghead on Batman, one of my favorite Batman villains. And, you know, he appeared on, I can't tell you how many Johnny Carson appearances he had. And he was on Hollywood Squares. He did a lot of episodic television as well. He was the best. He was great. Wayne, congratulations, man.
Thank you.
You got yourself a copy of the Fly Collection, which includes all three Fly movies and a special disc of bonus material. So thanks for listening and congratulations and hang on, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, cool. There's Wayne. He's our first winner of the morning. We'll give away two more copies of the Fly collection, which is coming up. You know, we'll tell you about some of the movies that are coming up as well. And we'll answer any and all of your questions at 312-981-7200. One of the things that that I, you know, we mentioned this pretty regularly when you come on the show, Jeff, is some people who have not upgraded to Blu-ray yet. I still think there are people out there who don't realize that you can play regular DVDs on a Blu-ray player. And I just want to make sure people know that.
Oh, yeah.
Because you don't have to replace all your movies. Like when we went from VHS to DVD, you clearly had to replace the movies that you loved and get them on DVD. You don't have to do that. If you want to upgrade from a DVD to a Blu-ray with some of your favorite movies, I would suggest doing that because Blu-ray is such a different experience. But the Blu-ray players that are now very affordable, they will play DVDs. So you don't have to replace any of your DVDs. And I think some people, I want to make sure people know that. If they're going to upgrade, they don't have to get rid of their collection.
No, it really is a big deal. And that's why, you know, when they're coming with another format, a lot of people don't, you know, at one time, until they came with combo players, let's face it, you had a beta player, you had a VHS player, you may have had a laser disc, you may have a CD disc. I mean, you know, formats, you know, we've been there.
They'll continue to upgrade. Now you can sit in your house and say the title of a movie into a remote control and it'll pop up on your screen. The technology is insane and how easy it is to sort of turn your home into a movie theater and say whatever you want and it pops up on the screen. It's crazy.
That's right. And then plus, you know, they've got devices now that you literally can get hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of movies free. Mm-hmm. Now, what's great about that is that you can catch up on older movies that, you know, I was thinking about going to see that. Now I can just see it on my own TV.
Right.
You
right.
know,
yeah.
TV shows, there are, if you have this Roku, you can get classic TV shows, classic movies.
Right.
And they're all free.
Yeah. It's crazy. Technology is crazy. Okay, we got to take a break, Jeff. And then we come back, we'll answer any and all of your questions. If you got questions about DVDs or Blu-rays, tech questions, when is something going to be released? Is it available? Can't think of the title of a movie and it's making you crazy, but you can describe it to us or tell us who's in it. We'll try and get the name for you. 312-981-7200. Phone lines are open. Text lines are open. 312-981-7200. We got two more Fly collections to give away as well, so stay tuned. Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. That's more music from The Fly with Vincent Price, a classic, classic movie that we are giving away this morning thanks to Jeff Tuckman. It's Nick DiGilio, by the way. We're here live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. All of our regular Friday features will happen. Fly Jams Friday. Straight out of context, Nick D. Show Spy. And again, You Big Dummy will happen as we count down, and we will have our four finalists this morning. We will have our four finalists for Dummy of the Year, which we will crown next week. That's all coming up. We're also going to celebrate the 20th anniversary of Spice World, the movie, and I have some great behind-the-scenes facts about that movie. But we're giving away the Fly collection right here. It's all three of the original Fly movies, The Fly, Return of the Fly, The Curse of the Fly, and then an extra disc of really cool stuff, including a 1997 Vincent Price biography from A&E. And a lot of other really cool things. It's a wonderful package, and Jeff Tuckman brought it in. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Nick.
All right. Welcome back. And Jeff is here to answer any and all of your questions. If you have a tech question, you got a question about DVDs or Blu-rays, you're wondering when something is going to be released or if it's available, 312-981-7200. And the other thing is, if you can't think of the title of a movie, but you can describe it to us, tell us who's in it, maybe we can help you out. And if we can't help you out, I know the listeners can. So, can't think of the title of a movie and it's making you crazy, call us right now at 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. All right, we got some texts that came in, Jeff, so let's see if we can answer or help out some listeners here. 218 area code says, when is season 3 of Rick and Morty coming out on DVD? So, but that's, it's out, right, Jeff?
It is available.
Yeah, it's out. You can get it now. And it says also, do you listen to audio commentary tracks? And if so, what's your favorite? I'm assuming that that's like in general. That question is like audio commentary tracks, not just Rick and Morty, but in general, what are some of the best audio commentary? Have you listened to audio? Do you listen to audio commentary?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think, you know, it has to go along with the movie that you really enjoy and you really love.
Yeah. You know, some of them are, you know, like some directors or actors do very, you know, sort of not stiff, but they give you a lot of facts and very sort of studious versions of audio commentary. My favorite audio commentaries are one where are the ones where they're just everybody's having a blast.
Yes.
One of my favorite audio commentaries of all time is Used Cars, is the audio commentary for Used Cars. It's Robert Zemeckis, Bob Gale, Kurt Russell. It's unbelievably funny. And they're watching the movie, and it's really a lot of fun. And obviously, I'm biased. I think John Carpenter's audio commentaries are great. He's such a, you know, a master storyteller, and he really tells great stories and technical stuff, behind-the-scenes stuff that's really good. There is one of my favorite audio commentaries. There are three audio commentaries on the Boogie Nights special edition, and one of them is just unbelievably funny. First, Paul Thomas Anderson is on one of them, and then they've got like some of the other cast members, and that's all good. But the one where he's with Mark Wahlberg, who doesn't want to do, he says at the beginning he doesn't want to do the audio commentary at all. So Paul Thomas Anderson proceeds to feed him drinks. So as they're watching the movie, Wahlberg is getting drunker and drunker, and you can tell. And he just like, and then at the end of the movie, when the credits come on, Wahlberg's like, "How did you get me to sit here for 2.5 hours and do this?" And Paul Thomas Anderson is laughing. That's a very entertaining. Yeah, and I would say also Robert Zemeckis does great audio commentary. I love audio commentary. I'm just disappointed because Paul Thomas Anderson hasn't done one since Boogie Nights. He didn't do one for Magnolia. He didn't do one for any of the other movies that have come out since then. And his Hard Eight commentary is great too. So anyway, so those are some of you, some great. But you know, the audio commentary was a feature that started with Laserdiscs, right? Wasn't that a thing that started on Laserdiscs?
Yes, it did.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Laserdiscs. There you go. Let's see. So Rick and Morty, by the way, to answer your question, it is out on DVD, and you can get it right now. It's readily available. Okay, why don't we throw out our next trivia question, Jeff? We've got some more text here to get to. We can get to that, and then you'll tell us about what's coming up. But we got another package of the Fly to give away. So what do we got?
Tell us the name of the song and the artist in which we get Vincent Price's famous sinister monologue.
Okay, what was the name of the song and the artist in which we get Vincent Price's famous sinister monologue? Let's see. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. First person through who can name the song and the artist upon which Vincent Price has his famous sinister monologue, you will win a copy of the Fly collection. And it's four DVDs, three movies, and a DVD full of really cool extras. So there you go. All right. Let's see. We've got some more texts coming in, and let's see. Yeah. Oh, wait. I think we got a winner already. Jeff, that didn't take very long. I didn't think it would take very long.
That was a gimme.
Yeah.
I think
we've got a winner here. Here's Brian on WGN. Hey, Brian, what's the song? Who's the artist?
The song is Thriller, and it's Michael Jackson.
Pretty tough, huh?
Yeah. Pretty correct, Brian. You got a copy of this really cool collection of all the Fly movies.
Awesome, thanks.
Very cool. Hang on, okay?
Okay.
All right, there you go. There's Brian. He's our winner. I believe we have the monologue. I believe we have a little piece of what's from Thriller. Here we go.
Darkness falls across the land. The midnight hour is close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell. thousand years, and grisly ghouls from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver, for no mortal can resist the evil of the Thriller.
Yeah!
Oh, man.
All right, so the story I was going to tell involves Thriller. Okay, that's why I couldn't tell it earlier because, you know,
yes.
I would have gave it away. So Victoria Price was asked by one of the people in our Q&A. And then, by the way, for those people who don't know, I interviewed and moderated the Q&A for Vincent Price's daughter, Victoria, who is a wonderful and fascinating woman and has great stories. And she's amazing. So anyway, somebody asked, hey, because Stranger Things when we did the Q&A, Stranger Things 2 was being teased. They were showing trailers for it on Netflix. Netflix was, you know, put the trailer out, and they included Thriller in the trailer. They included the Vincent Price part. And so somebody said, hey, are you must be thrilled to hear your dad, you know, again on Thriller, because they're using it in Stranger Things. That must be great. And she's like, yeah, except that he doesn't get paid for that. And we were like, what? So she tells this story. First of all, he did that in one take. What you heard right there, that was Vincent Price, boom, right off the boom, right in front, one take, because that's the kind of professional Vincent Price was. So he did that in one take, was paid $500. That's it. So when the record took off the way it did, I mean, the biggest album ever made, the biggest songs of all time, he didn't see a dime. So he wrote Michael Jackson and said, you know, I feel like maybe, you know, I should be compensated a little bit more for the work I did on this, considering that, you know, I was paid $500. And so here's what Michael Jackson did. Instead of sending him a check, because, I mean, Michael Jackson had more money than God. Instead of sending Vincent Price a check, he sent over to Vincent Price's house a life-size cardboard cutout of him, of Michael Jackson, as payment. So like Vincent Price gets this thing and he's like, what is this? What the hell is this? So he sent him a, that was like by, you know, and he wrote a little note. Hey, sorry, here's, you can have this. He sent Vincent Price a life-size cardboard cutout of himself, of Michael Jackson. So Price, this is what Price did with it. Vincent would put it, when people would come and visit, he would put it at the end of this hallway when you went in his house, and he put candles all around it as though it were a shrine to Michael Jackson. Mm-hmm. And whenever Vincent Price had visitors, he would make people bow to the shrine of Michael Jackson in his house. So that's what he got. He got $500. He did it in one take. He got $500, and he got a cardboard cutout of Michael Jackson. That's one of my favorite stories. And Victoria Prince, Price tells it much better. So anyway, all right. Let's see if we can answer another question, Jeff. Here we go. And this is for everybody too. 773 area code. In the 70s, I believe a carotene played a wounded civil soldier. A Civil War soldier hides in a barn. It involves six sisters at age. Oh, no. Yeah, okay. It's not Carradine, by the way. You know what this is, Jeff. Female sisters that age. They range in age from like 7 to 18, and a woman who find him. They cut off his leg. Do you remember the movie, what it was called? It's not David Carradine.
No, it's not. It's Clint Eastwood.
That's right. Clint Eastwood.
And it's The Beguiled.
The Beguiled, yes. One of my favorite Clint Eastwood movies.
Which should not have been remade.
No, the remake with Colin Farrell, Nicole Kidman, was directed by Sofia Coppola. Some people really liked it. I didn't.
I didn't like it either.
But it's not David Carradine. It is Clint Eastwood, and it's called The Beguiled, and it's available. And that's the version you should buy, yes, and watch or rent. That's the real version. But yeah, that's what it is. It's The Beguiled, and it's available on DVD. I remember when that movie came out. I think it came out the same year as Dirty Harry. And Don Siegel directed it. And I remember, you know, because I was a kid, obviously, when it came out. I was probably 7 or 8 when it came out. And I remember seeing it and not quite knowing what to make of it. Because, you know, Clint Eastwood, hey, westerns and cops and guns. And this is just this weird sort of chamber drama, which is really, you know, kind of creepy and out there. And I, you know, as a young kid, that movie really messed with my mind.
I mean, for its time, I mean, it was very unusual. I mean, well written, well acted. Nick, I also want to mention, because Michael Jackson insisted that the only person to do that on Thriller could be Vincent Price.
Right.
But he also worked with Alice Cooper on Welcome to My Nightmare.
Mm.
I don't know if you remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, he loved horror movies. Michael Jackson loved horror. I mean, clearly. He was a big fan of horror movies and monster movies, and I mean, you know, that's why he did Thriller, and that's why he got John Landis to direct the video for Thriller, the big epic video. But yeah, he loved horror movies. He loved scary movies.
But he insisted on Price's laugh at the end.
Yeah,
he knew he had to do that, and Vincent Price was you're so right. He was such a great pro because he was not that well during that time. He was going through a lot of physical stuff.
Yeah.
And Michael Jackson waited for him to say, okay, I'm doing it now. Yeah. And you're right. He did it all in one take.
One
take.
It was
amazing.
It was definitely worth the $500 in the cardboard cutout.
Great story.
Quick question before we break here. We come back. Jeff, you'll tell us what's coming up and all that cool stuff. Pat sent in the text. Are the full seasons of My Three Sons available on DVD? Are the full seasons of My Three Sons available?
Yes. Yeah. I don't know how many seasons, but I know that it is available.
All right.
Not easy to try to get. That is the problem with a lot of things that we talk about is that because of the demise of your local video stores, there's like one chain left in Chicago, and you may be forced to go to malls to try to find it, or the easiest place, like Nick talks about all the time, is going on the internet.
Yeah, I'm looking. I just looked it up right now after you confirmed it. It is available. My Three Sons are available, and they're all. I think all the seasons are available. They're really cheap. I'm looking at it on Amazon. It's $7.52 on
right.
DVD.
Right.
So it's really cheap, and you can get that's for a full season. So yeah, they're available. Just go online and get them. My Three Sons available on DVD. All right, we'll take a break, Jeff. When we come back, you'll give us a preview. Oh, wait, let's actually throw out the final trivia question. This is the last trivia question for our last Fly collection package. All right, Jeff, what's the question?
Vincent Price appeared in 8 films with House in the title. Yes, folks, 8 films with the House in the title. Give us 4 of the films.
Okay. All right, name 4 of the movies that Vincent Price appeared in with the word house in the title. I actually really like this question. I think it's great. So he made 8 films with the word house in the title. Give us 4 of them. 312-981-7200. If you get that right, you get our final Fly collection package. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll get a winner, and we'll preview some of the stuff that's coming out on DVD and Blu-ray in the coming weeks right after this on 720 WGN. Ooh. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. We're here till 5. Steve Grzanich has the opening bell at 5 and the great Steve Cochran at 6. It's Friday, Fly Jams Friday, all the other Friday features coming up. That was from The Fly, and we are giving away this morning, thanks to Jeff Tuckman, the great Fly collection, which includes the 3 original Fly movies, The Fly with Vincent Price, Return of the Fly, and The Curse of the Fly, with an extra disc full of really cool stuff, including a Vincent Price biography. Nobody is able to answer this question, Jeff. So we're going to have to repeat it. Vincent Price appeared in 8 films with House in the title, the word house in the title. Name 4. So you guys got to, I mean, I can think of right off the top of my head, I can think of 3 immediately. But there are 8 total. So 4 movies with the word house in the title that Vincent Price appeared in. First person in with those 4 titles, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, will win the Fly collection. So 4 films with the word house in the title that Vincent Price starred in, and you are our winner. Tom had a text and a question. It says, how come the movie American Hot Wax is not available? That's clearly because of music licensing.
And what was crazy, because we've been asked this question over the years many, many times. And part of the thing was that people would say, well, wait a second. I just saw that on cable. Or they taped it off of, some service or whatever, which was crazy because how'd you clear rights
Well, it's weird because, as you know, rights are different for cable. Rights are different for DVD release. Rights are different for the, so. And that movie had a ton of music in it. I mean, it's a terrific movie
and great music.
Yeah, great music but I mean, it was different. Tons of different songs, tons of different artists. It's hard to clear that stuff. Sometimes I think we have a winner. Patrick, you are a winner. Name four movies that have the word house in the title that he was in.
All right, House of Wax,
yep.
House of Usher, House on Haunted Hill, and House of Seven Gables.
And that's right.
Exactly right.
House of $1,000, House of Frankenstein, Madhouse.
Madhouse. That Madhouse is one of my favorites of Vincent Price movies. Congratulations, Patrick. Hang on, okay?
Okay, thanks.
All right, there you go. Patrick is our winner. He gets the final collection of The Fly. And there you go. We'll have more stuff to give away next month. All right, Jeff, what's coming up?
Well, I just want to mention, you and I were talking about it last week, Blade Runner 2049
terrific
came out.
Movie. Yeah, terrific movie.
If you haven't seen this movie, go out, and I know it's available to rent. You can rent it. You can buy it.
It's also been nominated for several Academy Awards, mostly in the technical side. So
it's a great movie. Also, I just want to mention this week, season one of Superior Donuts.
Oh, yeah.
Is available
based on a play that takes place right here in Chicago.
Yeah, Tracy Letts did the play.
Yep.
Takes place in Chicago, and please go see it. In February, just wanted to mention a couple things. The first week, you've got LBJ, which I know a lot of people did not see.
Nobody saw it.
Nobody saw it.
It was in theaters for about a week.
And Woody Harrelson is great in this role.
Rob Reiner directed it, yeah.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Same week, Only the Brave comes out. But the big week in February is the 27th, because in this week you've got Coco, which was a very big hit.
Nominated for Best Animated Feature and Best Song for the Academy Awards.
You have Darkest Hour available in the same week.
Nominated for Best Picture and Best Actor, among other things.
Murder on the Orient Express.
Yeah.
And one of Nick and my favorite, Three Billboards Outside of Ebbing, Missouri.
Right.
That in the same week.
Yeah, that's a big week. And if for people who, you know, are sort of completists and want to see as many of the Oscar-nominated movies as possible, that's a great week because a lot of that stuff, I mean, you know, like Three Billboards and Darkest Hour and Coco, those are all nominated for major Academy Awards. Three Billboards going in has won all of the major awards so far. It won the Golden Globe, it won the SAG Award, it's an odds-on favorite to possibly take some major awards, including Best Actress, which I think Frances McDormand is gonna win and deserves.
She deserves.
Yeah.
And I just went to early March. I just want to mention this time, The Greatest Showman is coming out March 6th.
Mm-hmm.
I like that a lot. But a couple TV shows I want to mention in February, the complete series of Bosom Buddies. People remember that.
Tom Hanks. Yep.
The Deuce, which played on HBO.
Great show.
Yes.
Great show about New York, Times Square in the early 70s. Maggie Gyllenhaal doing the best work of her career. James Franco, and it's from the creator of The Wire. So it's great.
That's correct. And also in the same week, the complete collection of Kids in the Hall.
Oh, one of my favorite shows ever.
Terrific.
Yeah.
And in the same week, a lot of fans of Three's Company, the complete collection of Three's Company.
Somebody called Andy.
Yes.
Yes.
He loved that show.
Yeah.
The complete series of The Master, and then you got Rowan Martin's Laughing. We're already up to season three. So a lot of really good
titles. Lots of great stuff. People couldn't get through. How can they write you?
They can email me on yourmediaman@AT&T.net.
Yourmediaman@AT&T.net. Always a pleasure, Jeff. And I will see you in February.
Looking forward to it.
All right. The news is coming up in 14 seconds.